to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, you were talking about, you were on X. We are on X, guys. Look us up there. It's at RunnerX. I think it's just at RunnerX, but you could search us and you'll find Valerie there. But you were up there and you said there was a coach that kind of put out a question. It wasn't provocative. It wasn't trying to cause a stir, but it was an interesting question. And I wanted to talk about it. Do you remember the post?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So it was right after the Olympics. And the question was, hey guys, do you think that because of the super shoe that now more people will have a chance to like break records and get medals, you know, or win? Because of the super shoe, like it's allowing people to have more error in their form was kind of the question. And right. I didn't respond, but I did boyer the comments. It was interesting because it was a very mixed, really mixed response. And people were like, it's really fun to see these records breaking. And then of course I have these super shoes also. However, most of the coaches agreed that still the cream will rise, right? I mean, that's still what's going to happen with the shoe. However, it is allowing more people to kind of feel what, like more potential is, I think, a good way to say it. However, one thing I thought of immediately, and it's unfortunate, even though we have the super shoes and we are seeing records break and things like that, we're still seeing the same amount of injuries.
Yeah.
The research keeps showing that, unfortunately, unless you run somewhere around a 7-minute mile or better, you are not getting the benefit of the super shoe in your own running. So I really wanted to answer, people need to have a super foot and then they can run in that super shoe.
right.
and so, yes, skill is always, technique is always going to be, you know, skill, however you want to say it, is going to always be the limiter or the better performer, right?
Right.
And so in 100%, I think the super shoe is providing a new wave in track and field, absolutely. In distance running, we're seeing, like, you know, these times that are getting broken. But then, you know, as a mindset coach, if you see someone break a record, then that record is going to get broken, right? So
absolutely.
That's kind of like which one came first, right? So as soon as we saw Kipchoge put that super shoe on and he broke that 2-hour marathon, everyone's wearing super shoes and we're just seeing marathon times get better and better. Unfortunately, we saw he just DNF'd his last marathon. It had nothing to do with his shoes, you know?
Right.
He had those super shoes on. It had everything to do with his body was like, it's just not going to happen. So my main thing was, this is the fun part with us. And I'll be honest, when I very first got into this, again, this was years and years ago, I had never heard of minimalist shoes or anything like that. And there was no super shoe back then. But there was motion control. So people went to the running shoe store and they got things like, oh, you pronate. Here's these anti-pronation shoes or here's these, right? And so people were looking for ways in their shoes to correct their running form. And that's never going to be the case because you're unfortunately emphasizing, again, they're all emphasizing the landing part of the running, which isn't anything to do with you. You know, you're the pull person, you're the pull action. So when I first started to learn this running and my running coach, Dr. Romanoff, said, you need no cushion. You need to cut all, by the way, back then, a lot of people were just cutting their soles off their shoes. Like we didn't have Amazon.com. But I found, like, you know, these flat shoes, these minimalist shoes, and I went full on minimalist. And I've been that way ever since. And so here comes these super shoes and people are like, oh, you got to try these. Like, it's amazing. You're like running on, you know, like, you're going to get faster. You're going to recover better. Well, I did try them on. Someone brought them to a clinic. And here's what's exciting for me. is they felt exactly like what I teach. Like if you wear them right, if you run correctly, and you are basically, it's putting your foot, it's trying to control that your foot will land closer mm-hmm. to under your body, right? And then that carbon plate pops you right off the ground. Well, guys, here's the best news. If you learn how to do that yourself, you wear any shoe and you'll get that same benefit. And then if you do wear the super shoe, you'll get that extra ump of the point of the shoe. So that's why we're seeing, again, records breaking, because if you already have that as your running form, which we know most elites do, then they are getting those benefits. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I can help you create the super foot.
So you right, can wear right, exactly.
I mean, most of our runners, you know, we laugh because a lot of our runners are, I mean, they're so fantastic, but I have people out there in sandals, you know, they're wearing those yeah. full sandals. And then I have people in Hokas, like, we don't care, guys, you wear whatever shoe you want, but we teach you how to do the movement correctly. And I encourage people, you know me, I'm encouraging people to walk around barefoot, not go running, but walk around or do some drills and feel your feet. That way, you know, when you put the shoe on, you're still going to use the same form. Then the super shoe will help. So my long-winded answer would be the super shoe can only do so much.
Right. So to kind of deviate slightly, but on the topic of shoes, and we've talked about this before, is how do I, if maybe not a Hoka, maybe I am in a Hoka. I come to you, I'm in a Hoka, and I'm starting to work on my stuff, and I'm doing better, and I want to progress into a minimalist shoe, into not so much maybe running barefoot, but how would I take it from, say, a super cushiony shoe down to a more like 2 millimeter, 4 millimeter shoe?
Very slowly.
Okay. How would I do that? Like, what would you recommend?
My first answer is very slowly. And then my second answer would be, what do you wear for your daily wear? So one might start people with just wearing a minimalist shoe for daily wear. And for just walking around, see how that go to the grocery store, walk around your house, right? Starting with that, and then using the minimalist shoe only to practice your drills. And then you, as your foot gets stronger, as you feel more comfortable, then you'll start progressing more distance in that shoe. That's the way you do it. That's the best way to do it, guys, because a lot of people that have been wearing a very thick shoe or a lot of high heel shoe, their Achilles is a bit shortened. So to go straight from that to a minimalist is going to create a lot of tension in the Achilles and soleus and calf. So, and that's what we help you with too, is that progression. We have a lot of people that they just went out and went from, and we're not putting down Hoka, guys. We're just talking any really thick shoe. Because by the way, they now have a minimalist. Yeah. Everybody's got whatever, right? At this point. But we encourage people to find like a wide toe box. And we encourage you to find shoes that really encourage your foot to act as a natural foot. And, you know, the more you get into running and the more you get into movement, you start to realize how much more effective it is to strengthen your foundation, which is your foot, your feet, your hips, you know, your upper body, to support your body weight. And then you really will start to feel like, I really want to feel more of my run. So that's really the key. And most people, really, the super shoe is meant to be raced in, not trained in. So, you know, save it for your race day.
Yeah.
And what, you know, and there's a lot of really good walk, they're all over Amazon, but they're really good minimalist, you know, daily wear shoes. And I know, Caroline, you've done that. You switched to a minimalist daily wear. So, yes. And I used to be fanatic. I'm not fanatic anymore. I tell people, you got to progress on your own, because I want you to enjoy that feeling, right?
Yeah.
Because in the first time around, when I first started doing this, I was like, oh man, take your shoes off. And I didn't realize people, as my physical therapist said, Valerie, their feet are made of pudding. We've got to toughen up their feet before we send them out running. So keep that in mind. It doesn't matter how old you are, by the way, you all have muscle elasticity. You have the ability to develop muscle elasticity. You have the ability to use gravity and your hamstrings. So there's a lot of fun with developing your ability to wear a more minimalist shoe. And then again, if you're happy in whatever shoe you're in, we're like, go for it. We want you to be enjoying yourself.
Right. So guys, if you have any questions or want to find out more about what we teach and our membership, go to runrx.fit. That's runrx.fit. Like and subscribe this show. Share it with your friends. It's how we can possibly get up there in the rankings. We tend to do this because we enjoy talking. So, but we would love to help more people learn more about RunRx and the POSE method. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.